أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم صلوات We have discussed in the previous lesson on the tafsir of حروف المقطعات in Quran about various narrations. Since we are doing the Bahthun Riwa'i, the discussion of narrations in these nights, we already talked about 10 of the 20 Aqwal in total in the tafsir of Huruf al-Muqatta'at, and now we are discussing what the narrations have to tell us on this subject. And we talked about in the previous lesson those sets of narrations which were the set number 3 of narrations that talk about the fact that that say, that inform that hurufun muqatta'a of Quran are names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the this is the third set of narrations. And we discussed in those riwayat, I gave you some of those examples, some of those riwayat. Now let's move forward to the fourth category of riwayat. The fourth category of riwayat in this bab and chapter are those narrations which tell us that huruf al-muqatta'a in Quran are matalib other than asma'ullah. These are basically, that means these are not the names of Allah. In the light of these narrations we learn, these are not the names of Allah, but these are matters which are other than the name of Allah. And let's look in those sets of ahadith narrations. So this is first one is narrated again in Tafsir al-Burhan, a very sharif and great tafsir from Muhaddis Ayatullah al-Uzma, Muhaddis Sayyid al-Bahrani, Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani rahmatullahi alayh. So here he narrates this narration about Sa'ad ibn Abdullah al-Qummi and Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Qummi. If you remember, these two personalities are one of the greatest people in our history of Shia religion, because I'm calling them the one of the greatest mu'mineen and people, because they are those precious few people that have seen Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salatu was salam when he was a baby. in the time that the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow any person to see Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, in that time when no Shia and no other person is allowed to see the Imam, these two people are mustasna. So you can understand how azeem these two people are, Sa'd ibn Abdullah al-Qummi and Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Qummi. Rahmatullah alayhima wa salamullah alayhima. So Ahmad ibn Ishaq, according to some of the narrations in our tarikh, it was the wakil of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam in the city of Qum al-Muqaddasa. So just like Zakariya ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi wa salamullah alayhi was the wakil, according to some narrations in our history, wakil of Imam al-Riba alayhi salam in the city of Qum. And his grave is also located in the very sacred graveyard. There's a very sacred graveyard located, and you can find on Google or as well, located right in front of the madkhal, right in front of the entrance of the haram of Ma'suma of Qum salamullahi alayha. In front of the entrance there's a very small graveyard which is called Maqbarah Shaykhan. And very great personalities of Islam, some of the very great personalities of Islam are buried there. And also the qabr of Ayatollah al-Uzma, Sheikh Jawad Maliki al-Tabrizi is also there. And you know, it is narrated that Imam al-Khomeini Ridwanullah alayhi used to go there and used to clean the grave with his aba, you know, cleaning of the grave. So these are very great personalities. Some of the greatest people of our history are buried in that sharif and noble graveyard. May Allah give all of us the tawfiq to visit that graveyard, and after visiting Ma'suma of Qum salamullah alayha. So Zakariya ibn Adam is one of those great personalities. Likewise, from city of Qum has great awliyaullah coming from that. And that's the Ushu Ali Muhammad, according to another hadith, another riwayat from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, calls the city of Qum to be Ushu Ali Muhammad, means the nest. Ush is the nest of a bird. So this is the nest, this is the home of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So here we have another great personalities like Sa'd ibn Abdullah al-Qummi and Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Qummi. So these people, both of them came to see Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. So this narration says, and Sa'd ibn Abdullah al-Qummi, he narrates that he was with Abi Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Ali, the Imam al-Askari alayhi salatu wasalam, and Imam asked me, Ma ja'a bika ya Sa'ad, what brought you here? فَقُلْتُ شَوَّقَنِي أَحْمَدُ بْنِ إِسْحَاقِ إِلَىٰ لِقَاءِ مَوْلَانَا. I said to the Imam, Ahmad ibn Ishaq encouraged me to meet with my Mawla, with our Mawla. قَالَ, Imam said, or he says, ظاهراً, not the Imam, it's والمسائل التي أردت أن تسأل عنها. There's احتمال. Well, I won't say it, but okay, let's move forward. That's not that much big issue, but that this sentence belonged to the Imam al-Ma'soom or Sa'd ibn Abdullah. Let's move forward. قلت على حالها يا مولاي قال فاسأل قرة عيني. Imam Askari salam said to him, ask my qurrata aini, means qarar chashmam, isn't it right? In Farsi we say, and in Urdu we say, meri aankhon ki ka qarar. So someone like it, obviously you say it in a respectful and loving way for your baby. So Imam Askari is talking about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, that ask him, That meaning ask Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He was a baby. وَأَوْمَأَ بِيَدِهِ إِلَى الْغُلَامِ. And he pointed with his hand, indicated with his hand towards that son. That Amma Badalaka. That means ask him whatever comes to you, whatever you have to ask, in other words. وَذَكَرَ الْمَسَائِلِ. There were several questions that Sa'ad ibn Abdullah had asked. إِلَىٰ أَنْ قَالْ قُلْتُ أَخْبِرْنِي يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَعْوِيلِ كَافْ هَا يَا عَيْنْ صَاد. Finally, the turn came to this question that, O the son of the messenger of Allah, let me know about the ta'wil. Ta'wil means al-ma'na al-batini. The batini and hidden meaning of this. قَالَ. That's where Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam said, who was a baby, he said, هذه الحروف من أنباء الغيب اطلع الله عبده زكريا عليها. These حروف are from the news of the unseeable, news of غيب. Allah informed His servant, His slave زكريا upon it. And ثم قصها على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. And then he storied that to our to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وذلك أن زكريا عليه السلام سأل ربه أن يعلمه الأسماء الخمسة. زكريا asked Allah to tell him, to teach him the names of الخمسة, Panstane Park. Isn't it right? The five greatest personalities, you know, from the خمسة الطيبة, how we call them. فأهبط الله عليه جبرائيل عليه السلام فعلمه إياها. Allah sent Jibreel, and Jibreel taught him the names. فَكَانَ زَكَرِيَّا إِذَا ذُكِرَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَعَلِيًّا وَفَاطِمَا وَالْحَسَنِ. سُرِّيَ عَنْهُ حَمُّهُ. His sorrow was removed when he, you know, when Zakariya alayhi salam mentioned the first four names among the five, his sorrow was gone. In other words, when jala karbuhu, and his karb and suffering was opened up and removed. In other words, wa idha dhukir al Husayn alayhi salam khanaqathu al ibratu wa waqa'at alayhi al buhra. So when he mentioned the name of Hussein alayhi salam, he started to cry, and he was breathless. In other words, he couldn't breathe. Sometimes, you know, obviously you cry so much that you get suffocated. It's hard, becomes hard for you to even breathe. Isn't it right? So فَقَالَ ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ. So he said one day, إِلَهِ مَا بَالِي إِذَا ذَكَرْتُ أَرْبَعًا مِّنْهُمْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامِ تَسَلَّيْتُ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ مِّنْ هُمُومِ. He asked Allah, Zakariya alayhi salam asked Allah, oh my Lord, what's my issue, in other words, in my words, not the exact translation, but when I recall the four names, basically my humum were gone. I got, you know, tasalli from those humum. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتُ الْحُسَيْنَ تَدْمَعُ عَيْنِي وَتَسُورُ زَفْرَتِي. When I remember Hussein alayhi salam, my eyes start to shed tears, and you know, so he's asking, why is that? Zakariya is asking Allah, why is that happening with the name of Hussein alayhi salam? فأنبأه تبارك وتعالى عن قصته. Allah informed him about the qissa, the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. فقال كاف كاف ها يا عين صاد. فالكاف اسم كربلاء. كاف is the name of Karbala. So this set of riwayat tell us something about some of the huruf al-muqatta'at, that these are basically, we learn in the light of these riwayat, that these are neither names of Allah nor the names of the Prophet, but these are something else. other than the Asma'ullah. فالكاف اسمه كربلاء. كاف is the name of Karbala. Ha halakul itra. Ha stands for the basically the death, the halakat of the of itra means the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Wal ya Yazid la'anahullah. Ya is for Yazid la'anatullah alayh la'anahullah. Wa huwa zalimul Husayn. He's the one who oppresses. He is the oppressor of Hussein alayhi salam. Well, Ainu Atashuhu. Ayn stands for the thirst of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. His thirst. Was Saad Sabruhu. And Saad stands for the patience of Hussein. His sabr. Falamma sami'a bidhalika Zakariya alayhi salam. Lam yufariq masjidahu thalasata ayyam. When Zakariya alayhi salam heard that, he did not leave the masjid, his masjid, for 3 days. That means for 3 days, Zakariya alayhi salam was confined inside his masjid. He's not leaving the masjid. And وَمَنَعَ فِيهَا النَّاسِ مِنَ الدُّخُولِ عَلَيْهِ. And he stopped the people from coming to him. That means come to see him, to meet with him, in other words. That means leave him alone, in other words. Don't disturb him. So people were not permitted by him to come to see him. وَأَقْبَلَ عَلَى الْبُكَاءِ وَالنَّحِيبِ وَكَانَتْ نُدْبَتَهُ. And he started to cry, and his nudba, his his statement at that time was this: إِلَهِ أَتَفْجَعُ خَيْرَ خَلْقِكَ بِوَلْدِهِ. Oh my Lord, you're going to cause pain to the best of your creatures through his son. That means obviously best of the creatures of Rasulullah, and his son is going to go through that kind of suffering, and Prophet is the Sahib al-Aza. At any rate, it's the Rasulullah is Sahib al-Aza. He is the one who is basically also tested, also suffering from this pain of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. تنزل بلوى هذه الرزية بفنائه. So this is how Zakariya alayhi salam was doing his nudba in his masjid. So you're going to bring down the test through this this kind of so this is how Imam Hussain alayhi salam is going to, we learn that he's going to suffer with this pain, and with his shahadat, Rasulullah will be sorrowful and in pain. So, this is the first about the tafsir in according to this narration for Kaf, Ha, Ya, and Sa'd. Al Sadiq alayhi salam fi qawlihi Taha. Another narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam talking about Taha. We already learned in the previous set and zumra of riwayat that Taha stands for Rasulullah. But right now we are studying another tafsir from different narration, which says Taha fi qawli Allah ta'ala taharatu ahli bayt Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. So this is another tafsir, which is also in Tafsir al-Burhan, narrated from Tafsir al-Sa'labi, that Taha stands for Taharat Ahle Bayt Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Thumma qara'a innama yurid. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam recited this ayat of Holy Quran, innama yuridu Allahu li yudhiba ankum ar-ritsa ahla al-bayt wa yutahhirakum tathira. That's a totally different tafsir of Taha. That means it stands for the taharat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And so this Taha is a dalil for the ismat and infallibility of Ahlul Bayt. Isn't it right? So now the third riwayat, as we are talking the narrations based tafsir, and Abi Ja'far alayhi salam, حاميم حتم وعين So Hamim Hatmun Wa'ainun Adabun Wasinun Sinuna Kasini Yusuf. Now this says, this narration says that Hamim is Hatm, means confirmation. Ayn is Adab and punishment. And Sin is the years. Kasini Yusuf, like the years of Yusuf. Wa Qaf, Qazfun. Qaf stands for Qazf. Qazf obviously is ihtimalan zahiran. The meaning of Qazf is obviously slandering. And wa Masq. And Masq means transforming, you know, that's like we have the concept of those human beings or nations who were punished and then they were transformed into animals. Those 25 animals which are mentioned in our riwayat. Yakunu fi akhir az-zaman. This is going to happen in the final time. Bis Sufyani wa ashabihi, with Sufyani and his people, his companions, thalasuna alf yakhrujuna ma'ahu, 30,000 will come out along with him. وَذَلِكَ حِينَ يَخْرُجُ الْقَائِمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ بِمَكَّةَ وَهُوَ مَهْدِيُّ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. So this is... Thirty thousand will go out along with him, and this is going to happen when Al-Qa'im alayhi salam will uprise, will come out from at Makkah, and he's the Mahdi of this Ummah. So here again, we are learning some of those. These are clear, you know, clear isharat towards some of those events which are going to take in the final times. Khuruj of Sufyani is definitely one of those hatmiyat and confirmed signs before the Zuhur. A person from the lineage of Yazid, a nasl of Yazid, is going to uprise, and that is for sure. And obviously there will be evil people supporting him. He himself is an evil person, a Nasibi, who hates the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and who is going to kill even those of the, anyone among those Shias whom he could, having the names like Ali, isn't it right, or Hassan, or Hussein, or those kinds of names, those type of names. So, supported by the West, by the Roman Empire, by the West, and going to attack the city of Medina, isn't it right? And then his forces will move forward from the city of Medina al-Munawwara towards Makkah, and between that place is what is we call al-Bayda, where his forces will be miraculously, by a mu'jiza from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to those narrations, will be killed. His people will be killed at Bayda, and the earth will sink down, and this is what we call khasf in Arabic, sinking down of the earth. So this is the khuruj of Sufyani, and then after the zuhur of Imam alayhi salam at Makkah, he, according to some narrations, he will move forward towards Medina, liberate the Medina to Nabi, and then move forward towards Iraq to liberate Iraq from the remainder of the forces of Sufyani in Iraq. And Sayyid al-Khurasani from Iran will join with his army and forces to do the bay'at with Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam in Iraq, and there will be a battle, according to some narrations, for 18 months against the forces of Sufyani. Isn't right? This is what I keep on saying in my speeches when we celebrate the Milad of Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, that there are some people who are waiting for mu'jiza, and there are some people who are even more ahmak than this, more silly than these people, who say, don't penetrate into the job of the Imam. This is the job of the Imam. Imam is going to do that. So what is your job then? Our job is to stay silent and let the zalim fulfill their hadaf. Did Imam Ali stay silent? Did Imam Hassan stay silent over the zulm? If anybody says Imam Hassan stayed silent over the zulm, he has to pay 3 kafaras in the month of Ramadan. Because that's tuhmat on Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. But there are some people, isn't there right? That's what Anjuman al-Hujjatiyah, which Imam Khomeini radhiyallahu anhu put a ban on Anjuman al-Hujjatiyah. Isn't it right? He did not put a ban on Shariat Madari. Let's clear up the things. Shariat Madari was a mujtahid. He was never certified as a marji. Isn't it right? You need tawseeq and certification from Ahlul Khibra to become a marji. You have thousands of mujtahideen. You even follow, every mujtahid is not a marji. Isn't it right? A mujtahid has to be certified by khibragan, how we say in Farsi. Ahlul Khibra. We have dawabit in our fiqh. Everything goes by principles. You cannot violate the law of the shara. So Shariat Madari was never certified by any of the Ahlul Khibra, neither from Qum nor from Najaf. So even Shariat Madari, who knew about what one of his close relatives was collaborating with the Munafiqeen to do tafjeer and blow up the house of Imam Khomeini after revolution and to end the entire revolution and bring the Tawahid back, even the same Shariat Madari, who knew that one of his close relatives was involved in a bombing about to happen in the house of Imam Khomeini, still Imam Khomeini did not put a ban on Shariat Madari. He left it on Allah. It's between Allah to decide. Look at his sabr and tahammul and patience. But when it comes to Anjuman-e-Hujjatiyah, because they were about to bomb him, Imam Khomeini. Isn't it right? He's not going to punish anyone when he's the head of the state. He's not going to punish anybody who's opposing himself. This is the taharat of the qalb. This is the tazkiyah of the qalb. Somebody who opposes me, opposes you, we don't take a revenge from those people. We leave it on Allah. But if somebody opposes Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, if somebody opposes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, if somebody opposes Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we don't forgive them. So when it comes to Anjuman al-Hujjatiyah, those nonsense ideology people who used to say, allow the Tawaghit and the Alameen to do every zulm that they are doing, let them do it. And don't do nothing against their zulm and stay sakit. Let the zulm increase. Look at the himaqat, how far a person can become stupid. The ra'isul humaqa on the surface of earth. Isn't it right? So this is how some people have become that stupid. Let the zalim do whatever zulm they want to do unnoticed. Unnoticed. So obviously these people deserve to have a ban. They are messing up with the walayat of Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. They are supporting the walayat of Tabut. Isn't it right? They cannot be forgiven. So he put a ban. So Sufyani is going to apply. Now what I was saying is that Imam alayhi salam, according to some narration, will be fighting for, according to some narrations, for 18 months against the forces of Sufyani in Iraq. And Sayyid al-Khurasani will come. There is no war. In any narration, you cannot prove to me that Imam Sahib al-Zaman is going to fight a war against Iran. In any riwayat, you cannot prove to me from any riwayat that Imam Sahib al-Zaman is going to fight a war against Iran. From any riwayat, you cannot prove that. All the wars are in the Arabic-speaking areas. And then after liberating these munafiqeen who are opposing the walayat of Ahlul Bayt in Hijaz and Iraq, these munafiqeen who are opposing the walayat of Ahlul Bayt, after freeing these areas, then it's the time to go towards the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa and then the rest of the world, inshallah. So this is These are the examples of those narrations that talk about some of the huruf and muqatta'at, that they are matalib other than asma'ullah. So now we have the fifth category of riwayat. How much time do we have in the salat? 3 to 4 minutes. Okay, then I think we will continue it in the next class, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin wa akhdhul al-kuffara wal-munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasara ad-din wa akhdhul man khadhala al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wa ahfadh wa ayyid ulama'ana al-Rabbaniyin ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.